This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
With the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in full swing, we are so excited to welcome our next guest live into the Joy studio to tell us all about this show, Man Up and Take the Pain. Thanks for joining us, Colette Mann and Jeff Payne. We love the title of the new show.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, basically, the title was Jeff's idea, although I said our names have to be in the title and mine has to be first.
Yeah, and that, I think, establishes the relationship we have.
The title works really well here at Joy, Man Up and Take the Pain.
Yeah.
That sounds like my first date.
Exactly right.
We won't go there at the moment. It's too early, isn't it? Colette, I'm so excited to have you here this morning. We could talk all morning. You've been on our TV since 1979.
Yes, I was very, very, very young. Yeah.
Extremely young.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's not mention your stage, your literary conquest. I need to stay on track. So we're talking about your very exciting show, Man Up and Take the Pain.
Mm. Yes.
Look, it's been described as a masterclass to get a job to work on a soap.
Hmm. Oh, that's big, isn't it?
Well, let's go with that. Yes, yeah. It is. Colette and I are basically jumping in and sharing some of the secrets about working on TV.
Yes, it's an intensive masterclass.
Yes, it is.
Very intensive.
Yeah.
If you want to know how to act really badly, come to this show, because we take the mickey out of it, really.
Oh, good.
But we also get suggestions from the audience, so we have this kind of set scene and we say, give us a reason why we would meet, and we sort of take it from there and develop it from there.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it's great. It's a lot of audience interaction.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of audience interaction, and sometimes they're a little bit scared, but that doesn't stop me. No. I get them up on stage anyway.
She sure does. Look for the ones that have got fear in their eyes?
Yeah, the ones who look away.
No. They're
my best friends. They always look away, yeah. And I go, no, don't look away. Look at me. Come on. Yeah. And they do get on stage.
They do, and they love it. And we actually, we have everyone join in and we sort of audition a guest star and all that sort of stuff, and they get up and we give them a script and everything. So it's we look after people as soon as they arrive.
Yes.
So I definitely need to come to this because
being an
ex-reality TV star.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I need a job. And what's my chances of getting on Neighbours? I can...
Really good. And as an ex-reality star, yes, because, you know, reality is the enemy of us actors. You understand?
I could imagine. I mean, I did 8 seasons, 3 Logies, and got paid nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Like, well, welcome to show business.
Yeah.
Yes, because if you come and see the show, a number of people, after they've been on stage, come and ask us about whether they can get a job in Neighbours or not.
And we start with reality because we say, give us a legit reason why you would go next door, and then we kind of push it into soapies.
So we start real
and then we push it.
It's basically Jeff's concept, and I just came along with it.
I jumped on the bandwagon.
Yes, exactly.
Right, okay. Well, Jeff, we've also seen you in movies as on stage as well, as you've appeared in multiple Australian dramas, in Blue Heelers, City Homicide, but as your role as Clive Gibbons, who first appeared in Neighbours in 1986.
Yeah. And he was hot then, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Still
now, oh my God, in 1986.
He's still hot.
No, look, we all age, you know, and let's be honest, the hair's gone and what's left is grey. So, but hey, thank you very much. I can still run, I can still jump, I can still work with Colette Mann.
Yes. So
everything's looking
and
up,
and that's
really
a workout. Let me tell you.
Well, look, you're reprising the role 20 years now down the track, and this time around, you struck up a relationship with Colette's character Sheila.
Yeah.
Is this where the idea of the show came about?
Yes. Well, so the gap was about 30 years, believe it or not. So I did Neighbours when I was straight out of drama school.
Yes.
Didn't know my fast from my elbow. Had no clue what was going on.
I heard that. You even pretended that you knew the drums and they got you on that
Yeah, they did. So there's this classic thing where you have to fill out the show cast list of talents, and I'd done a little bit of percussion. I didn't know how to play the drums, but I ticked it because you fill in the boxes because you want to look like you... Anyway, they picked up on it. They made me sit down. I had to learn the drums to teach Jason how to do maths or something. It was this bizarre storyline. Anyway, I faked the whole thing.
You're right.
Completely. And it... A valuable lesson, don't lie on your resume. Do not lie about what skills you have. So I came back and Colette and I became a boyfriend and girlfriend on the show.
Yes.
And make each other laugh, and we thought, let's make someone else laugh.
Yeah. So we decided to do. We really enjoy working together, and I'm there most days, and Jeff pops in about once every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, it would be good to do more together. And so I suggested we do a comedy festival show, and thought it would be really easy. And it's actually quite difficult.
So, is there a difference to getting up live on stage that, you know, you've done a lot of script work?
Yes.
Is it totally different?
Yeah, yeah. It's different for me. I had done a comedy festival show about 8 years ago.
Yeah, with two other ladies.
No. Spontaneous Broadway I did, which okay. Jeff's yeah. done heaps and heaps and heaps of that. So I haven't done a lot of improvisation, and I kept saying to Jeff, there has to be scripted stuff in this so that I can keep up. Yeah. But I think I'm learning improvisation quite well from the master.
She is. She basically switches on and that's it for the whole duration.
Hasn't turned off since.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are you hoping audiences are going to take away from this show? Are they going to come out experienced, you know, actors? Are they going to know what to do? Where to lie?
Yeah. No.
They're going to get some insight into some of the craziness that goes on when you have to turn an idea into a soapy idea. And see some of the logistics of what it takes to actually get the lines down and get up on and
do it and basically laugh. Yeah. I mean, we had a lovely audience last night. It was relatively small, and we would like to have a lot more people tonight if you're listening. But they just loved it, didn't
they? Yeah, they did.
And even when you get people on stage, and the other person sitting down that came with that person, they love it the most, don't they? Yeah. Seeing their friend up there,
and the audience kind of digs us into a hole, and we have to dig ourselves out, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
We'll fill these seats because that's what we're here for. We want you to fill these seats. So Man Up and Take the Pain is currently showing at the Campari House in Harbour Lane until April the 21st with tickets available at comedyfestival.com.au, and I'm going to repeat that so they can get the tickets. It's comedyfestival.com.au.
Or they can just turn up at Campari House and buy them at
the
door.
Get a drink.
Old fashioned,
buy a ticket at the door.
That.
Yeah.
That's a great thing about the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You can go out to some little venues or some big giant ones.
Yes.
You can have a drink with your friends. And it's actually really nice seeing where you can actually see the people on the stage.
Yes.
Not being stuck up the back of Her Majesty's and you're trying to look to figure out.
I know, and we're in a relatively small venue and you are very, very close to us. Like, we can actually see you. So don't think you can hide.
And afterwards there's a bar and you can front up to us at the bar and shout at us if you want to.
Well, shout your drink anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or just talk to us would be nice.
Yeah. Grab your tickets to Man Up and Take the Pain at comedyfestival.com.au or just rock up tonight.
Fantastic.
Excellent, thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.